Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the Astro Holly Show. That's right, I'm your personal astrologer for the next little bit. If we get some callers in, I'll hang in there for an hour. We just chatted yesterday for an hour with a bunch of callers. I do see that somebody's called in, but I don't see the little question mark. So I assume he's just listening, and we'll leave it at that. We're going to talk about Jupiter today. We're going to talk about dreams, and then we're going to do some reading, so I want you to call in at 646-716-9140. That is 646-716-9140. You can get a hold of me in various areas under the guise of Astro Holly, that's H-O-L-L-Y, and you can get a hold of me at astroholly at mail.com, not Gmail, astroholly.com, which is my website. Tons of podcasts and information on there. And on Facebook, you can find me at Astro Holly as well, too. Now, what is astrology? Why do we want to use astrology in our lives? Astrology can be used to help you in a lot of ways, and a lot of people don't realize that it can also point out expansive, rewarding trends in your life that are coming up, and it can assist you in figuring out, and a really good astrologer like me can assist you on how to take advantage of them before they fade away. And I call these windows of opportunity. And many times we have windows of opportunity and I can see all of them. Sometimes, depending on whether we're in a depressed state or we're in a, oh, everything will just work out on its own state, we can miss these windows of opportunity because we're hyper-focused on one area of our life. So as an astrologer, it's my job to help you determine the perfect timing for certain actions. So why do we, what would astrology be used for? I personally use Western astrology, and I will use the movements and the relative positions of celestial bodies such as the sun, the moon, and the planets, and I will use that to, I will analyze their movements throughout the signs and the zodiac and the houses of your birth chart to help you time, okay, help you figure out timing for different situations. What I also like to use it as, I use psychology astrology, and that means I take a look at your chart and I find out the very deep layers of your psychological and emotional strengths and challenges, because the more that we can work through those and understand ourselves, the more that we can let go of what is blocking us and holding us back and find love, find a happy career, find financial freedom in our lives. Ultimately, there's only one thing that we're here for in this planet, and that is love. Love, only love. Love thy neighbor, and I'm not a religious person, trust me. Love thy neighbor, love thy, love the planet, love nature, and most of all, love yourself. And that is probably the most hardest thing to do right now in this generation, in this time frame on our planet, because we are so inundated and bombarded with all the reasons why we shouldn't love ourselves. You know, we should be, we should have beautiful hair and beautiful skin and look younger and have this type of car and have that kind of car and go on all these different vacations, have this gadget, that gadget, have this in our house, have this type of house. You know, it's just have this type of body, go to this kind of gym, buy this, buy that in order to have, to feel good and love yourself even more, right? And it's, it makes us question, like, what's wrong with what I got? You know, and it's tough enough if you are born, for instance, like myself with a ton of Virgo in our chart, and you know, we already compare selfishly and egotistically compare ourselves to other people. And I mean, imagine if you lived in a small little village, you had no TV, no radio, no newspapers, not a magazine, and who would you compare yourself to? Your neighbor, the person in the next country, not the next country, the next town, maybe some relatives. That's about it. And that's, and you'd have to see them on a daily basis. And it just, it wouldn't happen as often. It really wouldn't. I used to be a very social butterfly. I can't say I am as much anymore. And at this stage of the game, I completely understand how people could just lock themselves away and just be one with nature, you know, live off the grid. I can see how people can isolate themselves and only love their cats and their dogs, or I'd rather be with animals than people. I can understand that because people trigger us. People make us turn ourselves inside out and make us look within ourselves. And it's confusing. And it's, and then there's the energy. You know, we are like, if you take a, I don't know if you've ever seen those really high towers, and they have, it looks like a drum, many drums, all different sizes, way up top. Those are radio antennas. And each drum is specifically for a radio station. And that tower can, is used to bounce off all the different drums, all the different stations, radio stations. Imagine that you're a tower and you've got hundreds of those drums all over the tower, which means hundreds, if not thousands, of stations are bouncing off you energetically, constantly. As a person, that's really hard to handle. It affects our central nervous system. It affects our mentality, our psychology, our emotional state. And that's what's happening. And it's not just happening from walking around your environment, your workplace. It's happening through social media, Facebook, TV, commercials, advertisements, going in the mall, going grocery shopping. Right? Everything is geared, especially for consumerism, is geared to psychologically and emotionally pull you. And that is really, really hard to handle. And so Jupiter comes in. Okay, I told you we're going to talk about Jupiter. Jupiter just, let me see exactly when did. Jupiter is in Scorpio. And it's been in Scorpio probably September, October of 2017. And it's about halfway through Scorpio. And it is going to go retrograde, which means it's going to be in Scorpio for a while. Right? It's going to be in Scorpio for the rest of this till November. November 9th. And then it moves into Sag. So what are we going to do while Jupiter is in Scorpio? What exactly is Jupiter? Jupiter's effects on us is about expansion, expanding our experience, our knowledge, our understanding. Jupiter represents optimism, growth, generosity, and abundance. Jupiter is our lady luck. It's our magic dust. It makes us want to grow and learn, and it helps us to have this big heart and this big expansive mind, and we can understand everything without any past dialogue, right? It's all about the future. It's all about moving forward. But then it's an intense, passionate Scorpio. And Scorpio urges us to go after our heart's desire. But at first, wants us to learn and understand what needs to be healed. How are we cutting ourselves off? Okay, what are we afraid of? What is blocking us? What are our fears that is keeping us from growing, learning, moving forward, expanding, having expression? And so Jupiter in Scorpio encourages us to grow and expand emotionally, because Scorpio is focused and deep, and it encourages us to develop intimacy with ourselves and with others. Now, I'm getting some of this information in part from cafeastrology.com. It's one of the great areas to learn about astrology on the web. Astro.com is one of my favorite places, too. You can punch in your own birth chart and find out where is Jupiter in your chart. Mine's in the ninth house, so mine's all about my belief system, my philosophy. In fact, that's Jupiter's house, is the ninth house, so my Jupiter likes to be there. And mine's in Aries, so I'm always wanting to try something new. Okay, I'm ready for an adventure to expand my consciousness, my mind, my philosophy, my belief system. Right? I constantly want to educate myself on that. That's ninth house too. Higher mind, higher education. Right? Where is Scorpio in your chart? Do you have Scorpio in your chart? Are you a Scorpio? Do you have a moon in Scorpio? Because whatever it's affecting, whatever planet it's affecting, you're going to expand that. If your moon's in Scorpio, you're going to expand emotionally. You're going to want more passion. You're going to want life to just dig a little bit deeper. If it's in Mercury, you're going to want to think more like a psychologist, Freudian, Einstein-like, right? You're going to want to know what lies behind the veil. What can I see that others don't see or understand? And then there's also Venus. I want to love myself with more passion, more depth of understanding. I want to love all the darkness inside of me and the light and in others as well too. And it's same kind of energy with Mars. But you want that to change your direction in your life. What about Taurus? Do you have any Taurus in your chart? Because then you're going to have a little bit of a hard time. But Jupiter, no matter what, whether it's in a hard aspect to your chart or a positive aspect to your chart, it's going to be okay. It's just with Taurus, for instance, it might be a little bit more challenging. You might be a little bit more stubborn to look at the flaws, you got to take off those rosy-colored glasses, a little bit more stubborn to want to change the bad habits, behavioral issues that might be blocking you, stopping you, might be money orientated. Scorpio, other people's money. Taurus, my money. You know, don't want to share, right? Could be a lot of money issues going on there, but you can expand, you can grow, you can create more money, more abundance, more financial freedom. So I want you to call in at 646-716-9140. And if you have a question, to be honest with you, I'm not sure. I think there's a button you push and a little question mark pops up on my dash here, and I can answer that. I'm going to take the caller here and just see if they've got a question, just to make sure. Hello, area code 678. You're on air. Do you have a question, or are you just listening?
Yes, I have a question.
Okay. First of all, let's start out by getting your birth chart information. So what month are you born?
January.
Okay.
8.
And what year?
1979.
Do you happen to know what time you were born?
Yes, 8/18.
Perfect. And what is your question? Just because I want to see where Jupiter is in your chart. I'm curious.
Okay.
So just to give you, just before you ask the question, already seeing some really cool Jupiter stuff happening in your chart. And if you just heard me say that Tauruses, Now, Jupiter, you want to take note of that information because your moon is in Taurus.
Mm-hmm.
So Jupiter is asking you to, right now, to emotionally, especially in the next 2 weeks, to emotionally step up and take a look at materialistically what may be holding you back. But you got a lot of Sag in your chart too, which Jupiter loves. And so you're very inquisitive and curious, and you don't mind educating yourself to expand your mind and expand your situation. Your Jupiter is in Leo in the seventh house, which means you do have some good fortune with partners. So what's your question?
Yes, it's about career. I'm looking for full-time employment at the moment because I have a part-time job. And it's only just for the weekends. And the other job that I had, it ended on the 5th of this month, very unexpectedly. And it was a temp job too, so. And so I didn't like how they handled it, and that was so unprofessional and messy at the same time. So, I'm looking for work. I'm on the grind, and I know this is like going in the third week. So, is anything gonna come up for me?
Getting
that,
a bit nervous. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. My money. Yes. 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 I got mortgage bill, children.
Yeah, I get that. So the first thing I'm going to tell you is that you're going through a dramatic change in direction in your life, and it's starting exactly right now as we speak. So the first thing I'm going to say is, oddly, congratulations on losing your part-time job, because this is going to be the kickstart that's going to move you forward into this new direction in your life. There's a part of you that doesn't mind change. Especially if you're just thinking about it, like thinking about moving forward, thinking about the future. But when it comes to actually taking, when you're kind of struggle with that, and that's because you are very comfortable when you're making a certain amount of money so that you're able to pay your bills. And even if you're not happy, you'll stick with an unhappy job because it pays the bills. So in order for you to move into a different direction, you sort of have to be unhappy in order to either quit something or, in this case, you're suddenly let go from a job.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be difficult for you to answer this question, but have you been thinking about changing directions in your career?
Yes. I have.
Okay. So I do see that you will be, you'll get another job very, very soon, a second job to pay the bills. But you're also wanting to re-educate yourself. And that may not happen until September. But you're looking at just getting another job to pay the bills and help you with some educational funds that you're going to need for September. So, and this is what's going to move you into that direction that you intend to do. The one thing that you're really, really good at is management, and you're really good at managing other people. You're also good at inspiring other people and mentoring other people, and you're very good at educating other people too. So that makes it difficult for you to work for people. Because most of the time, you're better at their job than they are. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if you had a magic wand and you could have any career, what would you like to do?
I tell you this little story. Well, I've been through so much in the past 4 years of going through a divorce 3 years ago. My son had a medical condition that lasted 2 years, and then losing my two jobs, they were pretty good jobs, and I did pretty good. Lost them just very suddenly too, and I was like, oh gosh, And that's why I'm like, oh, please don't let me go through this again, because I can't take it. I think, because I don't want the stress to kill me. I mean, and I'm being honest. I'm like, you know, my kids need me. And I'm like, I got to support them and provide for them. So, and I've been heard from, you know, hearing from other readers that my personal journey supposed to inspire, educate, inform women like
yep.
me who've been through similar journey,
yep.
and I supposed to present myself to them. Like, I don't know, public speaking down the road, maybe, you know,
mm-hmm.
but,
mm-hmm.
or like, I thought about life coaching because I do have a psychology degree. So
yep.
I said, maybe I need to do the life coaching that get my feet wet into the public speaking somewhat,
mm-hmm.
and then join Toastmasters and be comfortable speaking in front of a group, because I'm very stage fright when it comes to that. So, I'm a woman of few words. So,
yeah. So let's work
yeah.
with that. I actually don't see that your talents lie so much in public speaking unless you are instructing or teaching. When you're
mm-hmm.
instructing and teaching something that you really have a passion for, that you, it really excites you, then you can go, you can talk and talk and talk and talk.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're just standing, if you're just, but that's teaching, that's engaging with them, that's mentoring them, that's giving them inspiration through education. So, and,
mm-hmm.
and I'm surprised actually that you didn't, very good for psychology, but you're also very much interested in physics. And the scientific side of things. So working with, I don't actually see that, and the reason is because those types of jobs are like starving artist jobs, right? They're
oh,
not
yeah.
reliable.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a regular income, and that's
mm-hmm.
not you. I'm not saying that's not okay for some people, but it's not you, because yes, it gives you the freedom that you love, because you love your freedom. You're not a
mm-hmm.
desk job person. One of the reasons you didn't use your psychology is because you just can't sit behind a desk and talk to people all day long about their problems.
Mm-hmm.
That drives you
mm-hmm.
crazy.
Yes, it burns me out. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And so, but using but inspiring people like a life coach stuff, you're on the right track there. You're close, but that's not going to feed your soul in the security that you desire for financially.
Definitely.
And
mm-hmm.
and so what I'm seeing for you is into September is when you're going to
mm-hmm.
You're going to have, so you're going to have a part-time job. You're going to get another part-time job up until September. And when September comes along, and in between, actually in June, you're going to have a conversation with, looks like a gentleman that's going to really inspire you to use your psychology in a different way to be able to help people, to resurrect people from their despair. So you're kind of on the right track with what some of the other readers have said to you.
Okay.
With your psychology degree, do you have the ability to teach in a college?
That's funny because I applied for this job at this community college, and they just said if you just got a bachelor's degree. So I just applied, and it's just like a couple of hours out the day. And that do me from Monday through Friday. But I don't know how much the pay is, but I don't
and,
have
and
my
it's
master's.
A college? It's a college?
Yeah, it's like a community college. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And did you just apply for that, like, less than a week ago?
No, this has been maybe early part of January or the last week of December.
Okay. I want you to touch base with that place that you applied to again. Just sort of like drop in with maybe an updated resume. It doesn't have to be truly an updated resume. It's just an excuse to go drop in. You have to see the person. You can't just do an email thing. And the reason I'm saying that is because you have an energy that you can only feel when you're in the presence of the person. So your energy, being around them with the confidence that you have, the serene, like the calmness that you have, but the excitement at the same time, is exactly what they're looking for. And you and that person connects. You know, they're kind of walk. They kind of go like, "Wow, I like you. I can give you more, you know, advice. I can tell you more what's going on this campus. Give you the inside scoop." So that's something. If you do that before the end of this, basically this week, before the end of this month, okay. The latest at the beginning of February, because the energy is still strong, and. And it doesn't have to be that particular, just that particular campus. You can go to all the different types of teaching facilities in your area.
Okay.
And
now, is that
going to
be the part-time job? Is that the part-time job then, or is that the?
It's.
Oh, that's just
it's
something
a
else.
Part-time job that turns in that can turn into a full-time job in September. But you are going to be going back to school and re-educating yourself. The reason I'm kind of leaning you towards that area is because you'll be able to get free education too. And I see you educating yourself, and it's a 2-year course, and you will be on the path at the end of next year, so December 2019. So in December 2020, you will have a brand new career. And it's in addition to the psychology.
Okay.
So, and I also see you joining a group, a local group, almost like, you know, like AA, you know, where people get together, like a support group, but it's not AA, but it's a support group. Possibly it's for single moms or, did your son have, mental health issues like depression, anxiety? No. Okay. Cause I saw possibly you helping mothers with that type of, whatever your son had, it's sort of unspoken. Like, people don't talk about it. That's why I was wondering if it was mental health issues.
No, it's he has seizures.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, he's fine now. Thank God he came out of it.
Oh, good. So then, what is it about your situation around your separation that you feel that you can help other women with that you were able to manage or get through, and you can see how many others are not able to manage and get through?
I think I had to go through just being mad at the universe, of course. And it's okay, because life sucks at the moment. And how my ex-husband did me, he left and left me and the kids on our own. I just started a job. So I didn't, you know, I'm just trying to get some money up. And he left everything on me. And also he cheated on me as well. So, so he just took all that he has here, and he left, didn't bother to give me money for child support. It took from February of 2014 to November to actually get child support from him. He did not want to do anything with the kids. I mean, he'll get them, but he wouldn't want to financially take care of them. And at that time, that's when son developed seizures, and he didn't want to help out with the medical expenses. He just felt like everything, I guess he wanted to punish me. And I know some women feel guilty because maybe it was my fault. Maybe I did do this to drive him away. And, you know, and most women do.
Did, Did this happen in 2013, 2014, in
The
between
end
those
of
2 years?
2013.
Yeah.
It was like towards the end of 2013
Yeah, that's
and
where I'm
beginning
seeing
of
it's like
2014.
overlapping, right? It's a little bit of 2013, little 2014. Now, astrologically, I'm going to tell you what I see was your lesson in this. And it, okay, so what it did for you is, first of all, you attracted a man who appeared to have his shit together, right? He had a good job, he had a good family, he had a good and you really were really in love with that solidity of, you know, sort of his family. He liked his mother, he had a good, I don't know if he had brothers, I'm seeing brothers and everything solid, but there was another side to him that was really restless, had a bad temper, was controlling, and was always like just never reliable, never responsible. Just he would just fly off and be like, I'm gonna be with my friends, and he'd go for days, like with his friends. So does that make sense?
He actually did that the September, towards the September 2013. That's when he started doing that on a weekend because he never done that. So every weekend out of the whole month of October, he was doing it. And I'm like, what's going
Yeah,
on here? You
it was a
know?
very confusing time for you. It was very hard to like, what's the truth? What's going on? What, there was lies and deceptions and stuff going on, right? Now, I only see that you were with him a few years before that.
I was with him 8 years before I got married to him. So technically, we married for 7 years.
Right. So were you with him solid for those 8 solid years? Okay.
We had a child
Okay.
together.
Right. Okay. So what I'm seeing was happening in that time is that you started to become more independent. You started looking more at your career, at that time. You started looking at what am I going to do to financially support us? Because he was kind of lacking on the support department even then. He wasn't able to sort of, I don't know, not making enough money for you guys to be able to grow and expand. So you were thinking of like, I'm going to have to add the money. I'm going to have to grow. I'm going to have to figure out. And so you started to become quite independent. And then what he did actually forced you to be even more independent, and take care of yourself and kind of pull up your bootstraps yourself. Now, it also, you haven't done it yet. This is what concerns me because right then and there, you were going to go back to school, and
I was in school.
this turned everything upside down. Like you couldn't do it anymore. So, what were you going to school for? Because now it's got to, now you've got to continue that. There's been a huge gap between that and this, understandably so, because you've had some a lot of things that you had to, you know, handle and manage. But what were you going to school for?
Actually, I was going to school for my master's in public health. So I just finished 1 year. And when that happened, I couldn't concentrate.
So I'm thinking that you still want to go back to school, just not for public health. So it's kind of a
Yeah,
blessing
you're
in
right.
disguise because that might have been a waste of a journey, right? That might have been like, I wish I want. So what you've learned now is that you're a very independent person. You're very, you like your freedom, and you need, you're restless, and you like to educate people, and you like to be in a management position where you're able to sell. Like a teacher is kind of in a management position because they're left on their own. They can do their own thing, manage their class the way they want to, deal with their students the way they'd like to, right? So that's why I kind of keep leaning towards that. So if you were to go back to school, if you had all the money in the world, you were to go back to school, what would you do?
Probably would like to pick up human resources. That's what I
In
like to
human
do.
resources? So you're okay with a desk job?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so go back to those two schools that we were talking about, and I don't know why I just said two. There must be another one there. Go back to the one that you had talked, that you had said that you did a resume for. Do that second one, whatever that one is, that just popped in my head. And that'll give you the free education, because I'm seeing you got Lady Luck on your side right now. You really do. Whatever you touch will turn to gold. So take a look at all the different school systems. It gives you that education, whether it's part-time or full-time. I'm not sure what that is, but either way, you'll take either. And that will happen for you before the end of February. You'll be in a good place. And by September, it'll be exactly what you want, and I see you going back to school and finishing whatever you wanted to finish, and you start that in September, and you're able to afford it.
Afford it, okay. Yeah, because I didn't want to take out any more student loans. So that's another reason why I haven't really been out. You know, I'm already owed them, and then I always got to push that back because I don't have money to pay it. So it's, you know, I'm in a struggle, and then I don't have a partner to help me, so I'm really on my own.
Yeah.
So
no, this is a year that you're going to be able to overcome struggles, and you're going to get your wishes, and you'll be able to succeed. It's going to be a struggle because you're going against a lot of obstacles, but it's going to be smoother this year than it's ever been before, and there is a man in the picture during this time too, probably as well in September. You actually could, even though financially it'd be cool to have a man, you're really not ready yet.
it would be nice, but you know, I guess I have to go through this to get what I need to get out of it. And just, I hate that it just takes a long time. I'm like, good gracious. I mean, I'm like, darn, I should be out this lesson now, but not in God's time. It's not. So,
oh, you're
how the human
lesson.
Is.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you're past the lesson. You're past it. There's not a lot of it's just, you've got high expectations. You've got, some high goals, and going back, you know, going back to school, even if you work for an educational place, which is what I see, and you get some of your education for, you know, you're able to afford the education or you get it for free, it's still an obstacle because you're a single mom and you're working a job and you're going to school and you got to study and you know what I mean? So, but you're going to, it's going to work for you. By the end of December 2019, you are going to be you're going to have a brand new life, new man. You'll be settled down. Your income is increased. You're in a new direction, and you're teaching and educating other people.
Wow. Okay. So I will get another job. Okay. That's the main thing, just immediately.
The end of February, you're going to have another job.
By the end of February.
And I highly recommend you go back to that school, and they need to see you. They need to have your energy. You need to, if you're going to apply for things, you got to be there in person because if your energy is very positive.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Interesting. Yes, yes.
All
right. Thank you so much, Holly.
You're
welcome.
Have
a great day, okay?
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. So, I'm not sure if she still wants to hang in there, but I just put her on so she could just hear. And so there you go. So I didn't have any other callers, so I really wanted to spend some time with her. And everything that I was talking about how she's going to go back to this this other place that she had filled out a resume for, and what's going on in the end of January and part of February is Jupiter, right? So just for a little bit of an education around that, she has Jupiter sextile Mars and Jupiter conjunct Uranus and Jupiter sextile Sun. And all kinds of freaking Jupiter stuff going on, which is really exciting because it's the end of December is when her Jupiter sextile Sun came in. So that's why, and then the other one is the end of January. So that's why I was asking her if the resume was filled out this month. And since she said the end of December is even better because whatever happens then is going to grow and it's going to be optimistic and it's going to create a life that seems to flow very easily. That's what Jupiter does. It's vigorous and it's energetic and it's an excellent time to advance your interests in almost any area. It's also very good for relationships, but most of the time people have the relationship at the tail end of their Jupiter experience, and that for her, that's in September. So if you've if you're not able to call in before the end of the show, you can definitely I'm going to try to be do my show again tomorrow at the same time and call in and see what we can what I can tell you about Jupiter and what I can tell you about your future as well. I said that we were going to talk a little dreams, and that's what we're going to do before I sign off. Before I sign off, dreams are basically a succession of images and ideas and emotions and sensations that usually occur involuntarily in the mind during a REM sleep. But it doesn't necessarily have to happen just at REM sleep. A lot of people will say, well, I just took a little cat nap for like half an hour or 20 minutes or 5 minutes and I already started dreaming. So it can happen at different stages. Now, there's no single definition, that definitive meaning for symbols and images in dreams, but there are some classic ones, and some of them are our own personal symbols, right? Some things mean more to us than it does mean to somebody else, so you will incorporate those in your dreams. So what do our dreams mean? The theory states that dreams don't actually, in theory, that they don't mean anything, that they are electrical brain impulses. However, I disagree with that because I believe that our subconscious mind is extremely aware of things that's going on in our life that we cannot consciously know. So we have on emotions and feelings and our surroundings, every things that are behind us, that are miles away from us, that are ahead of us, and this is a fact. Our subconscious mind picks up on all of that, but our conscious mind doesn't, because we're hyper-focused on one specific thing while we're walking or experiencing our environment. And therefore, at nighttime, our subconscious mind can turn all of those images and those energies and those sensitivities into pictures, because our mind thinks in pictures. It really doesn't think in words. We use words to create a picture in our mind. As an example, if I were to say house, you would picture a house. If I were to say maison and you were French, you would picture a house, right? If I were to say, you know, chalet, then you would picture a house. So it's very, that's how we only construct stories through images. And our subconscious is very smart, very intelligent, all-knowing, and so is the consciousness, universal consciousness, which is the consciousness of the energy of the state of all minds, the state of all minds. Okay, and we can get information from that realm while we're in our dream state as well. But we can also get in touch with loved ones. They might visit us, say hello to us, give us messages. I had a really cool story yesterday from one of my astrology clients who said that she had a dream that she was at the end of a kind of a meeting table. Like people were having a conference and she was at the head of the table and it was all around her. She was 7 years old. And somebody there said, what's your name? And she said her name was Holly. which was me. I'm her astrologer. I'm the only Holly she knows. And then in her mind, as she's dreaming, she's like, my name isn't Holly. Jane. Why would I say Holly? And then she proceeded to tell people, my name isn't Holly, it's Jane. And then all of a sudden broke down and was said that she missed her grandmother and started crying, and then she woke up. Now, that's a bit of a mixture of a prophetic dream, which is like a predictive dream. And the first thing I said to her is, what are your memories about your grandmother? And then she told me that she was a very meaningful person in her life. And I said, maybe there's some messages I'm supposed to be giving you today, because she did call me for an emergency reading, that your grandmother is saying it's something that you really need to listen to. However, me as a psychic right away picked up, without knowing her grandmother, I said, if I were to say that your grandmother always had your best interest in at heart, would you agree with that? Well, without hesitation, she went, oh my God, yes. In fact, she used those words exactly. I have only your best interest at heart, dear. I said, so that's the connection with listening to some of the advice that I'm going to talk to you about today with astrology. Your grandmother is telling you, maybe you've forgotten that you don't have your best interest in your heart. Sometimes we do that. We forget about ourselves. We don't do things for ourselves. We're constantly doing for other people, constantly, especially mothers, especially single mothers, like the girl that called in today. And so for the next 24 hours, no, for the rest of this week, every day, I want you to do something just for you. And it cannot be about desire. It cannot be about getting an ice cream or going to McDonald's or going for a glass of wine. It cannot be anything about desire. It's more about emotionally and mentally doing something that serves you. Be good to yourself. Say good words to yourself. Be affirming about how you believe in yourself and that you can do this, that you can manage this, that you can have your dreams, that you can go and get that job, you can get that education, that you deserve it, that you are what people are waiting for. Okay? So we're going to sign off. And I want you to be good to yourself every day this week. And hopefully we'll touch base again tomorrow. May the stars be with you, and may all your dreams come true.